We begin this week's parsha. Atem Netzovim. Before we get further into the parsha, it's a very deep idea. And that deep idea is Rosheichem Shifteichem Ziknechem Kol Ish Yisrael. Take a look in the Medrash. And Medrash is very clear. And many Mephorshim bring down this Medrash. Some people are of the opinion that what's Choshev is Rosheichem Shifteichem Ziknechem Shotrech. They're the people who stand at the head. They have leadership positions, their public positions. And someone may be of the opinion that when you stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they are the ones who are more choshev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, Kol Ish Yisrael. Every Jew is equally choshev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It makes no difference what position he has. Every Jew is a unique neshama and has chashivas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tapchem, Nesheichem, V'gercha, Shebekev, Machanech. Every Jew is the same. And every Jew has an individual bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And every bris, and because he has every bris, he makes an individual bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at him as a yochid. And then we say, Le'ovrucho b'vris Hashem Elokecho v'aloso. And there are two types of bris in HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes with us. Leman hokimos cholo olam. We're a nation. Each yochid has his bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the nation has their bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then it's a repetition of what we talked about last week. Hu yelochol elokim kashedi beloch. Aman hokemos lo lo'om. We're his people. And he's our God. We represent him in this world. And he is. Maintains a special relationship with us and a special relationship with each individual Jew. And the relationship Reuven has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not the relationship that Shimon has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When he is our God, L'chol Elokim, to the individual, he's the God of Chal Yisrael. Chal Yisrael as a nation has a special relationship with him. And each yochid and yochid. But it goes, Lo itchem levadchem anochi koris as habris hazos. Chazal say that the bris in Arvel Smoev had an extra dimension. Had the dimension of Arvos. Because my bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu means I'm responsible for my own mitzvahs. Your mitzvahs, that's your responsibility with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A very good Western idea. You know, everyone is responsible for him. You don't tell somebody else what to do. But Arvis says, not only am I responsible for my bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm responsible for your bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have enough responsibility for every Jew in Klal Yisrael. And it has many ramifications in halacha. If I have a mitzvah of shofar, I have two mitzvahs of shofar. I have to hear shofar, and I can help and make sure another Jew hears shofar, so my mitzvah of shofar is complete until I make sure whoever I can help hear shofar hears shofar. It's not only the second thing. My mitzvah of shofar is incomplete. Because my mitzvah of shofar is myself and my achrayus to everybody else. But first to myself and then to everybody else. And that is the mitzvah of arfas. A nation is not just a group of people together. A nation is a corporate entity. It's one body. And just as you can't separate my right hand from my left hand, it's all part of my body, so to Klal Yisrael, we're one goof, we're one body. But we exist on two levels, as yichidim, as part of a group with a mutual responsibility. And that's l'tov and it's l'ra. On one hand, I have to make sure you do mitzvahs. On the other hand, if I have an opportunity to make sure you don't do an aveira and you do an aveira, so I bear part of that responsibility because I was responsible to make sure that you didn't do that aveira. And that is a very key, an essential part of what it means to be a Jew. There is, if ne'ivel ositin mirshom, I'm not allowed to trip you. But there's another mitzvah. Hocheach tochech asamisecha v'lotziso olofcheit. If you see someone doing something wrong and you can prevent it, and you don't do that, so then v'lotziso olofcheit, you maintain responsibility for that. That's why when we say vidoy on Yom Kippur, we say b'loshen rabim. Shabnu, bogadnu, gozalnu. Let's say a person is super careful with all his inyanim ominous. He not conceivably could steal. So why does he say gozalnu? Isn't he lying to our Kaddish Baruch Hu? The answer is maybe there's someone out there who does steal. He could prevent it from stealing, and he didn't. So therefore, he's nitvas, but also aveira. We're in Shabbos. The responsibility I have to another Jew is very, very deep. It's not that each person live and let live. Each person is responsible for himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everyone's an individual. Everyone's a yochid. And we don't impose our ideas upon anybody else. No. It's mutual responsibility. We're all in it together. And that is the first part of the parsha. It's a very disquieting parsha. That goes back to what I said at the end of last week. In Ora shelo yokum is divrei Torah zos. Yoshiyahu was the king of Klal Yisrael. And he said, Olai lahokim, if I can make sure that Klal Yisrael will stop worshipping Avodah Zorah, it's my responsibility. If not, I'm responsible for their avera. Olai lahokim. Lomad v'limei shomei v'lotza. V'hoyo v'yado lahokim v'lohekim. Why? Because the sense of mutual responsibility. Now, mutual responsibility is different for different individuals. Someone has a responsibility in one direction, in another direction. My responsibility, and there's a halacha. There are many halachas about this. Let's say I have to do an aveir to prevent someone from doing an aveir. No. I have to do a little aveir to prevent someone from doing a big aveir. The answer is no. I first have to take care of myself. But while I'm taking my care of myself, I have to worry about others as well. And I never lose. I never lose the obligation to others. But it's not at the expense of myself. Okay. V'hoyu b'shomo is divrei ha'ola hazos. Is borech b'vovu leima sholom yili. A person ki b'shrirutz libi eilech. Maybe a person says, I'm not interested in this place. I'll do what I want in this world. I'm resigning from Klal Yisrael. No, you can't. The moment HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bris with us, we're there. This is, if we are the Am Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us. There's no way out. This is L'dorei Doros. V'yove Hashem Slavachu. Now, because it's Arvus, so Rashi says, "In Nistoros Hashem Elokeinu, Im Tomru Ma Biyodeinu Lasos." What can we do? Atoman Ishus Harabim Al Huhurei Hayochid. Penyem Yesh Ish Bavov Olem. Someone's thinking. I don't. The things that I cannot do, I don't know about, I can't handle, it's beyond me. I have no achrayas. But things I can do, I maintain an achrayas. Things I don't know about, I certainly have no achrayas. And if someone will tell me, do you know, there's this, that, I said, no, not being able to do, it's the Gemara in Shabbos. Rosh Shabbos is a very frightening Gemara. I think about it very often. Gemara says at the time of the Churban, Kadosh Baruch Hu told them, there were the Malachi Chabola, the destroying angels, said, go write on the forehead, told the Malachim, go write on the forehead of every Jew, on the Tzaddikim, a black tuff of Torah, the Rishoyim, a red tuff of Toeva, destroy the Rishoyim, I'll spare the Tzaddikim. Midas Hadin tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tzadikim, Hoyulem Limchos Elomochu. They should have tried to do something. They didn't try to do anything. If they didn't try to do anything, so then, they're also responsible. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, I know those people are so evil, no matter what would have been tried. It wouldn't have helped. Now that seems to be a good answer. Midas HaDin answer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew. They didn't. They didn't try to do anything because they didn't care. And just the not caring is demands punishment. Because if you don't care about somebody else's Avera, and therefore you don't try to do anything, you bear responsibility for that Avera. If you don't know about it, if you don't are incapable, one thing. And that is a very deep lesson. For every one of us. And as much as every Jew bears responsibility for every other Jew, The din is that each Jew in a specific society bears responsibility for another Jew in that society. There's halach and stoka. Ani ircha kodem. That means I do have responsibility to help Klal Yisrael. But my first responsibility is to myself, then to my family, then to the people in my community, and you move out from that. And that's not only a din in tzedakah, that's a din in all my responsibilities to others. That's the first part of the parsha. Very challenging part of our lives. We don't live for ourselves only. We live for ourselves. As I said in the beginning, Kadosh Baruch Hu made a bris with every individual yachid. But Kadosh Baruch Hu also made a bris with us as a corporate entity where everyone's responsible for everybody else. And that's a very serious responsibility. So serious that at the end of the parsha, a person says, responsibility for all his bad thoughts. What am I supposed to do? I don't know what's going on in someone's mind. And that is a very, very part of our cheshbon ha-nefesh when we come to Rosh Hashanah is exactly that. That how have I fulfilled my responsibility to myself, to my chavrusa, to my group of friends, the boys in yeshiva, to beyond that.
Now
this is also very penetrating. It describes three stages of Geula. There's some people who make a mistake in understanding what Geula is about. Geula, they think, it's one of two things. It's either you have to wait till it falls from the Shemayim, or we have to take it in our hands and bring the Geula. Pasuk says very differently. You have to look at Jewish history. The times of bracha, the times of klola. You have to try to understand Jewish history. What brings bracha? What brings klola? You'll internalize it, bring into it. You have to be very honest. That's why we have Taniyos. That's why we remember the disasters of Jewish history. Remember that disaster falls in Jewish history and Klal Yisrael do not do what they're supposed to. In the times of the Shoftim, Yeshua and Shoftim, Vayasu Hatov Ben Hashem was good. Hashem was bad. It was very clear. But as we go on in history, it's not always so clear. So therefore the pasuk says, look at Jewish history. Look at bracha v'haklala. Look at deeply, bring it into your heart. You'll think about why the galus is. And how does the Golos end? People think the Golos ends Jewish agency will bring everyone here. Chumash doesn't agree with that. V'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha v'shamata b'kola. And here there's a machlokas, Rishonim. How do you understand this pasuk? Ramban, here, counts this as that's the mitzvah of tshuva. That we're mechuyev to look into Jewish history, understand it, internalize the lessons, and do tshuva for what the lessons we learn from Jewish history are. Rambam learns mitzvah tshuva from a different thing. His vadu. So Rambam says, no. If you want to know what's a necessary step of geula, that's not storming Harabayas with all the sheep and the goats Erev Pesach and trying to bring a korban. That's not how you bring the geula. As people who have very limited understanding of Torah, who think that's the way to bring the geula. The geula is brought, the Rambam, there's a machlokas in the Gemara. What's necessary for the geula? And the Rambam paskins, tshuva is necessary for the geula. And how he interprets the psukim. What's going to happen? What's going to bring the geula? The geula happens when we take a look at Jewish history, we internalize the lessons of Jewish history, and that brings us to do tshuva, v'shamata b'kolo, k'chol asher anochi mitzavcho hayom, ato v'necho b'chol levavcho v'chol nafshecho. And then, v'shav Hashem lokecha shvuscho v'richamecho, v'shav v'kibetzcho. Okay. And then, but tshuva is not just yes or no. Tshuva happens in stages. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will begin the kibbutz goyos. And then, we'll have a time of bracha. And then what happens? Umol Hashem Elokechas Levavcha Zalavav Zarecha. What does it mean, Umol? Umol Namalta Meis Orlas Levavcha. We live in a world that if we open up our eyes, we'd see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. We'd open up our eyes, we'd see what's happening in this world. But we have an orlas halev, an insensitivity to all spiritual things. All these years in Golus, among all the nations of the world, their whole approach to life is a very physical approach to life. And ours has to be a spiritual approach. Orlas Halev means being so involved in the physical world, you become totally insensitive to the spirituality in the world, to Hashgachah's presence in this world, to Hashgachah Pratis in this world. So first, HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands of us, look a Jewish history. Understand why this bracha, why this klal. Understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running this world in a very hands-on way. And if you want, and if we have to want geula, hope for geula, the Rambam writes a very interesting thing. Anyone who doesn't believe in geula, o she'enu mechake lebiyosa. Let's say someone says yes. The geula will be, but what am I going to do with all my office buildings in Los Angeles, in Toronto, in Miami, in New York? Who needs it? The Rambam writes about such a person who would say that? He's kofer in Chol HaNeviim and B'Toras Moshe Rabbeinu. Very strange. Why? Because if the Bias HaGoel is when we'll be able to be totally dovek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're not looking forward to it, and you're so mired and sunken into the physical world that you can't look to a time when Klal Yisrael will be a totally spiritual nation, then you don't understand the message of the Torah. Something's missing. And therefore, first you have to learn the lessons of Jewish history, Rashi says. And then slowly and slowly begin sensitizing yourself to what Hashgacha Pratis is about, and sense it to see the Yad Hashem, how the Yad Hashem runs history, how the Yad Hashem runs Klal Yisrael, how the Yad Hashem runs your life. And it's interesting. V'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha, you'll return to Hashem Elokecha. V'shamata b'kolo, and you'll listen to his voice. Doesn't talk about anything to do with you'll keep Shabbos, keep Kashrus. Shemata b'kolo. So here, interesting medrash, beginning of Breishis. Medrash at the beginning of Breishis, on the pasuk, Breishis bar lokimus and shemayim es haaretz. So, sohu v'vohu v'choshech al p'nei sohom. V'ruach lokim merachefes al p'nei hamayim, v'yomer lokim yior. Medrash says, this is also, of course, this describes the process of Bria. Also describes the process of Bias HaGoel. We're going through very difficult times. There'll be Tohu and Vohu and Choshech. Choshech is Greece. Tohom is a deep abyss. Means that is, the Golos we're in now, it seems that there's no end. Golos Romi. And Rome is Christianity, it's one extended thing. And then all of a sudden, Rachel kimerachefas upnei amoyim. What does that mean? That's Torah. In the period before the Bias HaGoel, the Medrash says, in order for Klal Yisrael to open up their eyes, to get to the point of this deep, deep, deep Cheshbon HaNefesh, which there'll be a tremendous flowering of Limud HaTorah. And that's going, that hopefully, V'shavta Hashem Elokecha, V'shamata B'kolo, and the Tziv Kedarko says, shows from the Psukim, that means you'll continue to learn more and more Torah. Doesn't say b'chomodecha. And then there's a process of Feshov. It will become more sensitive to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the whole process. And then there's an interesting part of the parsha. Ki ha-mitzvah hazos hasher anochi mitzavcha hayom. So Rashi says, what is this talking about? It's Limud HaTorah. Now Limud HaTorah is not easy. Limud HaTorah is very difficult. You come, you begin learning 3 storim a day. It's not simple. It's hard. כי המצווה הזאת, אשר נוכי מצבך, לא נפלא יסי ממך ולא רחוק היא. It's not beyond you. And it's not far from you. לא בשמיים היא. So to what degree does a person have to go in order to learn Torah? Says Rashi, Shilu hoysa b'shamayim hoysa tzicha lalos achareho l'olamdo. It's a Gemara in Erevin. My obligation of learning Torah, there's no such thing as I couldn't do it because I had obstacles. You have to overcome those obstacles. And if the Torah was in Shemayim, which it's not, you'd have to go up in a saddle, go up in some rocket into a satellite, land on the moon and get it there. But it's not there. Kadosh Baruch Hu did us a teufa. So here we have people in this room travel Me'ev Ayom. And if it's Me'ev Ayom, you have to go Me'ev Ayom. Kikaro ve'elocha adov ma'od b'ficho uvilvovcha la'asos. Every human being has the capacity to learn Torah. If he just, and what preceded it? What preceded it is umol Hashem lokechos levovcha zelosavsarach. We have to open ourselves up. We have to open up our hearts to Torah. There's a natural, the neshama of each Jew has an automatic connection to Torah if he just opens himself up to Torah. Whenever I read this parsha, story I repeat over and over, I repeated it this year in Moshe Shmuel, I'm sure a lot of people heard it from me. First year of the yeshiva, 36 years ago, as a Talmud, I'm not in touch with him. Last time I talked to him, he's Rosh Hashiva. But at the end of the year, he tells me, I tried, it doesn't go. He says, take me to Rav Shach. So I took him to Rav Shach, and he tells Rav Shach in his broken Hebrew, Ani Mishtadil Lomod. Aval ani lo matzliach. So, Mishach looked at him and says, ani lo ma'amin. He's confused. So he saw this old man there. Probably he's hard of hearing. So he spells much louder. Ani mishtadel lomog aval ani lo matzliach. Mishach looked at him again. Ani lo ma'amin. I don't believe him. Man, the man must be totally hard of hearing, he thought. He takes a big breath, about to scream and yell. Rav Shach's ear, Rav Shach takes his hand in Rav Shach's sort of loving way he always did it. He says, Ani mevin, ani lo ma'amin. Chalazal amru, yagata v'lo matzosa al ta'amin. It's the pasuk. Torah is accessible to everybody. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a Torah that if you open yourself up to Torah and you make the effort, so what does the pasuk say? If it was on the moon, we'd all have to get into some sort of rocket and go to the moon. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't put it on the moon. Even if it was the only place you could learn Torah was in China, we'd have to get in a plane and go to China. You didn't do it. It's inside of every one of us. Every one of us, inside of us, has the capacity to learn Torah. The Rambam at the end of Perek Dalet Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah says it very clearly. Ve'efshir sheyedim hakol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah that everyone can understand. A big mind, a small mind, a broad mind, a narrow mind. Everyone, poor, rich, genius, simple, everyone can understand Torah on his level. And everyone's mechuyev to understand Torah on his level. And it's accessible to us. Kikaro ve'lecha dovamo v'filcho. And then, And this is Rabbeinu Yonah. I gave you an option. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, there's Bechira Chavshas in this one. But there's a mitzvah of Bechira Chavshas. Bechira Chavshas is not an automatic given. It's not a mitzvah. Most of us go through life pushed here and pushed there and pushed here and pushed there. And we don't take our lives in our hands. There's a mitzvah, take your life in your hand. Take your life in your hand. You have problems. What does the Pasuk say? There's no problem that you can't get over. I heard a young man was in a different yeshiva, came to me from Eitzah. He gave me all of the headaches and all of his problems and all of this. His father hit him when he was younger. And everything in the world. And he had all the resentments and the kids made fun of him in school. You know, all the things. And then he has all the psychological problems. And therefore, that's why he can't learn, he can't this, he can't that, he can't everything. And I looked at him, I said, you're asking me to deny my Yesodos Emunah. My Yesodos Emunah is such a thing called Bechira Chavshas in this world. Kadosh Baruch Hu takes it away from some Yechidei Skula, Paro, Nebuchadnezzar, some very special people. Doesn't let them do tshuva. But I don't believe most people are in that category. Paro was a special example. Nebuchadnezzar was a special example. That's it. You're not in that category. Elamai, it's hard. But what does Rabbeinu Yonah say? It's a mitzvah, yes. Your father hit you and kids, everyone made fun of you in the class, and the teacher screamed at you, and everything, and you have negative attitudes. All the excuses people have. But at one point, a person has to take his life in his hand. And see, it's ha-brochav, it's ha-klova, it's ha-rav, it's ha-tov. You take it, okay, so how am I going to get over that? It's an impediment. Everyone has impediments. We're going to get over it. It's Bechira Chavshas. And that's the parsha. Torah is accessible to everybody. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it easy. He didn't put it on the moon. He didn't put it in China. He made a Torah she'efshei she'yedim hakol. Why? And the Rambam has an unbelievable explanation. The Rambam at the end of the parak Dalet Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. Since the way to Olam Haba Sulimit HaTorah, he had to make it accessible to everyone. Because Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelev Olam Haba. So all, you have to be accessible to everyone. But not for everyone is it easy. So life isn't easy. And there is if you take a look at the whole parsha, the parsha is really divided at what it means, Klal Yisrael. Individual responsibility, the value of the individual, the value of each individual Yochid Jew. Infinite value. Whether it's the simplest, the most prominent, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind, that doesn't count. And there's a responsibility that we all have for each individual Jew. After we finish responsibility to ourselves. And then we talk about the Gula. The Gula happens when we stop and think very deeply, very concretely, what is bracha and what is klola. And that either, that's machayev us in tshuva, but we have to internalize it, or that will result in tshuva hopefully. And then there's a process of sensitizing ourselves to ruchnias in this world and pulling ourselves up on from the unbelievable magushimkeit of the world we live in and which Klal Yisrael listen to. And what makes that happen, Pasuk says, is Limud HaTorah. It's the Medrash, the beginning of Bereishis. Before the Yihior, Yihior is the Bias HaGoel. Tizruach Elokim Merachefes. That's the Rucho Shel Mashiach. He's not coming. He's hovering. Where is he hovering? Over Lomdei Torah. Of Limud HaTorah. There'll be a tremendous amount of Limud HaTorah. The Ruach HaMashiach will be hovering over that. And hopefully that brings to the tshuva, that brings to the geula in process. It's a process. Geula just doesn't happen just like that. It's a process of sensitizing Klal Yisra to their spiritual goal and their spiritual message. And what's interesting, the week before Rosh Hashanah, this is always what we read. Nitzofen. Sometimes it's on Vayelech, always Nitzofen. The mitzvah v'shavt ad Hashem Elokecha. And it goes together with Limud HaTorah. And Limud HaTorah is accessible to everyone. You just have to grab onto it. And there are no excuses. It's not in the moon. It's not in China. It's accessible to every individual Jew. And with that, Mitzvah Hashem, we proceed to Rosh Hashanah.